Gesondheid.
In Bonanza Gesondheid elke donderdag 20 minute voor 11 kan jy daarvoor inskakel. En op die lyn het ek vir Dr. Heather Finlayson. She's a pediatrician for general pediatrics and infectious diseases at Tygerberg Hospital. And she's also at Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences. Dr. Finlayson, are you there?
Hi, Denise. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and good morning. And thank you for your availability.
Pleasure. Great to be here.
Doctor, you are a specialist, you're a pediatrician, and our topic today is immunization. So what is it?
So immunizations are something that we give to people to prevent them from getting infected with some sort of infection. They're different types. One is a kind of passive immunity, where we give you an antibody against an infection, but the type that people usually know about are active immunization, and those are the ones that prevent mostly against common childhood diseases, but other things like influenza, which is also quite topical at the moment as we go into our winter season.
And Dr. Finlayson, what diseases do children get vaccinated against? I also see that the theme for this year is an immunized child is a healthy and protected child. So what diseases do children get vaccinated against?
So we are very lucky in South Africa to have an expanded program on immunization. And our immunization schedule, in fact, is really extensive. And even in the public sector, it gives you a very broad coverage of many diseases. So children get a number of diseases which we don't see anymore. That's older. My mother probably remembers, and I barely saw until I became a doctor, but things like measles, whooping cough, and then and polio, which we don't see anymore. But more recently, we've given vaccines against some types of meningitis, hepatitis B, so that's a type of jaundice. And then a common thing at this time of the year is lots of gastroenteritis and diarrhea, and we give one vaccine against rotavirus as well. So quite an extensive range of different diseases.
Now, could you tell us a little bit more about one that's really a serious one, tuberculosis?
Okay, so tuberculosis we give at birth, we give a BCG vaccine, and that vaccine's been around for many, many years. BCG protects against serious types of TB, and we've certainly seen in children who haven't got BCG vaccine have quite extensive and serious types of TB, like TB meningitis. So certainly in South Africa, and definitely in Cape Town, where TB is so common, it's very important to get a BCG at birth to prevent children from getting this serious type of TB.
So, Dr. Finlayson, what would you say currently is the burden disease, the burden of disease for our children in the Western Cape?
So I think we see a little bit of everything. I think if we, vaccines certainly have decreased the risk of a lot of diseases. If people think back to 2010, we saw a big outbreak of measles disease, and we had to open extra wards. And we had many deaths from measles. So luckily we now still have a very good vaccination program. But measles is a very common disease, and if our vaccination rates drop, it's very likely that it will come back and we'll have these outbreaks because it spreads so commonly. But we've also seen things like diphtheria, pertussis is also very common, whooping cough, so young babies at about 6 weeks of age, just before they're meant to be getting their first whooping cough vaccine, often present with whooping cough, and we've seen a number of those patients as well in our hospital.
And if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to Dr. Heather Finlayson. She's a pediatrician for general pediatrics and infectious diseases at Tygerberg Hospital. And she's also with Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences. Thank you once again, Doctor, for joining us. So when must children be vaccinated?
Right. So we have, have an extended program in infectious diseases, on immunization. And so children get immunized at birth, like I mentioned before, against tuberculosis and polio. And then they have a primary series, which is 6, 10, and 14 weeks. And there they get immunized again against polio, against rotavirus, which is a diarrheal disease. They then have a vaccine which we call Hexaxim, which has 6 different diseases in it, and that is diphtheria, whooping cough, tetanus, hepatitis B, polio, and then Haemophilus influenza type B, which used to be a very common cause of meningitis, which we really see now since the introduction of the Haemophilus influenza vaccine. And then lastly, they get pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, and that's another common cause of pneumonias, but also of meningitis. So those are your 6, 10, and 14 weeks. Then following that, you mainly get boosters. But at 6 months, you now get measles. So for everyone who's listening, measles used to be given at 9 months, but was recently changed 2 years ago now to 6 and 12 months. At 18 months, you get your another booster of your Hexaxim. Hmm. Then at 6 and 12 years, you get more boosters. And then at school, girls in grade 4 will get vaccinated against human papillomavirus, which is a virus that causes cervical cancer, and that was also introduced quite recently. Mm. So that gives obviously a very extensive coverage of many different diseases. Mm. And then if you're in private, you also have the opportunity to vaccinate your children against chickenpox, mumps, rubella, but that's not available in the public sector at the moment. Mm.
You're taking us back many, many years. I remember the tears flowing those years when we were 6 years old and the nurses and doctors would visit the school for these immunizations. Doctor, are our communities, our moms, our caregivers, are they compliant to these bringing the babies in for the various immunizations? Are we doing well?
Yes, I think our mothers, if they know about the vaccines, they are taking their children in to be vaccinated. We obviously have problems sometimes with stockouts and things like that, and then they need to go back again. So I think most of our parents in the community are very good at taking their children for immunizations. Obviously, if they're working, it can sometimes be quite difficult. But parents also need to remember that even if their children are sick, if they just have a little bit of a flu or a bit of a temperature, and that's not a reason not to get vaccinated. Most of the time, you need to be really unwell to have to miss your vaccination. So even if they have a little bit of a niggle, they can still be taken to have their immunization. Mm. But on the whole, most parents are taking their children to be immunized.
And Dr. Heather Finlayson speaking to us on what is immunization, what diseases do children get vaccinated against, when must children be vaccinated. Doctor, what would be your take-home message?
I think, vaccinations is a wonderful thing to prevent illnesses. I've seen many, many children who have vaccine-preventable diseases in our community who have been very unwell or died from these preventable illnesses. And we're lucky enough to have a very broad immunization program. And I would encourage parents to go and get vaccinated. And there's some people who are concerned that vaccination have terrible side effects and things may happen to your children, but those risks are very, very low. And the risk of actually getting the infection is definitely worse than getting the actual vaccine to prevent yourself from getting it.
And Dr. Finlayson, thank you so much for having joined us in telephonically today, and all the very best for you and your team of pediatricians at Tygerberg Hospital and Stellenbosch University's Faculty of Health Sciences. Once again, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Denise.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.